Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good afternoon. All right, Thursday, heading into the weekend. On this day in 1981, the Rolling Stones had something really interesting happen. It was the first time this had happened. In 1981, this was the day in 1981, the Rolling Stones began their U.S. tour at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. What was interesting about this tour is that it was sponsored by the musk maker. This was a musk cologne, Jovan. A tour sponsored by a corporation was a new thing. A rock tour sponsored by a corporate, brand new thing. This was the first time it happened on this day in 1981. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this hour. And I think we could also have fun talking about some of the other bands that might have appropriate sponsors sponsor their tours. So we'll talk about that. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Tim McGraw has a new haircut. He shaved his head. He's got the buzz cut, shaved his head all off. And he says that his beautiful wife, Faith Hill, loves it. She says that he's awesome. And in this interview, he talks about how she really did save his life because he was a total bad boy and getting into a lot of trouble. And he says that if he didn't marry her, he probably would have not been successful in country music and might not even be alive today. He said that she really has been great for him. And that's always great to hear. They first met in 1994, began dating in 1996, and they also got married in 1996. So it was kind of almost a love at first sight thing. But he said, I've been really lucky. I've been very fortunate. Meeting my wife saved my life. I was a wild man, said this in an interview with the Tracy Lawrence's Roadhouse podcast. He said, I was having fun. But sometimes, you know, you can have too much fun. And so I think it's great when a man credits his wife with being such a great part of him that he wouldn't be who he was or might not even be alive if it weren't for her. But he shaved his head, and she says that she really likes it. And I've mentioned this before, but I want to remind those of you who are losing hair or who have lost hair. I know I was paranoid about this my entire life. I thought I was going to totally lose my hair. There are people who lose their hair, but you know, being bald, having a shaved head, that's like really cool. I don't have a great head, you know, so God gave me hair. So, you know, I don't have to go bald, but having hair is not everything. I mean, there's some really good looking, sexy guys that have shaved heads and a lot of women like that. And a lot of guys get insecure because maybe they don't have their hair. Women aren't not attracted to you because you don't have hair. They're attracted to you because they're not attracted to you, not because of the hair, but because you're not confident. So if you don't have hair, man, just be one of those totally confident guys. If you've shaved your head, be one of those totally confident guys, because I think that's the thing that attracts women more than anything. So, you know, think about people like Tim McGraw. I mean, people are going to love him whether he's got hair or not. And there are a lot of, you know, good looking guys that don't have hair, but they're confident. And that's what women like, the confidence. They care. I think women care more about the confidence than they do about the hair itself. Have you seen this drink on the shelves, Poppy? I've been drinking Poppy. Now, not much. I drink one once in a while. But it's great because it's like no sugar. Like, I don't know. I don't have a can in front of me, but it's like no sugar, no fat grams. I mean, it's like it's totally different from your average sugary soft drink. And the Poppy drinks taste really good. They've got a lot of different flavors and they taste really good. Very, very refreshing. This even appeared on Shark Tank and they had a commercial during the Super Bowl. Well, CNBC reported that Poppy sales in 2023 had gone over $100 million. So it's very popular, and you see it almost everywhere now. But there's new information coming up about this, and it's a prebiotic. Did I say that right? Prebiotic.
Yeah, I don't know. It's as good as mine.
For some reason, it doesn't sound right. Anyway, it's good for your gut. There's gut healthiness in these Poppy drinks. But apparently, oh no, okay, well, I know why I'm not used to saying it. Probiotics is what I'm used to saying, but here they're talking about prebiotics. All right, but there's bacteria that's known as probiotics, and it's good for you. And so these promote that they have good gut health probiotics. But apparently there's other stuff in there that is not good for you, and there are people suggesting that you don't drink it. You might want to look into this if you've been drinking a lot of those Poppy drinks, because, again, they're very appealing because of the low sugar, the low calories, low fat grams. I mean, it's a wonder that it has any taste to it at all, because it's got, you know, practically nothing of the bad stuff in it. But apparently there's other things in it that you need to be careful about. So just look into that if you drink a lot of the Poppy stuff. I drink one once in a while, but not too often. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about the early voting for the mayor's race starts in 2 days, and the mayor's election is 11 days from today, October the 11th. And we were talking about two polls that are out, one from Channel 4, one from Fox 8, about the most important issues. The WWL TV poll shows that crime and public safety rank number one at 17%. But right behind it is street repair and maintenance at 16%, tied at 16% with jobs and wages. The Fox News poll has basic services like street lighting and potholes and road repairs number one, the number one issue, at 25%. And crimes and drugs were 19%, affordable housing 14%. So crime is still up there, but it's not the overwhelming top issue in New Orleans like it was a couple of years ago. And I think this is showing that the reality that crime is down in New Orleans is translating into the perception that crime is down in New Orleans. And that's a very positive thing. When it comes to the new mayor and what the new mayor should focus on first, we talked about this earlier, did not get one phone call because our lines are down. I thought I was doing something wrong. Why am I not getting any calls? Well, our phones are down. And some of your phones might be down as well. And the 911 numbers are down because a fiber line was cut. Now, this could be a case of somebody not doing their job. You need to do your job. You need to pay attention to your job. And too often we hear about a line or something being cut because somebody on a construction crew or a road crew wasn't paying attention. Pay attention and do your job. You know, we don't know if that's the specific case here, but it sounds like one of those situations that might be somebody wasn't paying attention. And, you know, if you're digging around and stuff, you need to pay attention to what you're doing, because other people's lives and livelihoods are hurt by that if you don't do your job properly. So anyway, hopefully that comes back. Hopefully that comes back really soon. Also, this in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Last week, Kevin was 2-0, and last year on Thursday Night Football, he was 13-3. So who does he like now? He's going to have some good picks for you, and you're going to hear more about that coming up here in just a few minutes. We were talking also about Jimmy Kimmel's second night back, and Roseanne Barr is saying that it wasn't fair that she was canceled, and she said something that was wrong. She apologized for it and said it was wrong, but her show got canceled, and she thinks it's unfair that Jimmy Kimmel came back. There are some differences in those two cases. First of all, Jimmy Kimmel had America stand up for him. Not everybody, but enough people stood up for Jimmy Kimmel. Even people who don't watch Jimmy Kimmel stood up for Jimmy Kimmel. And even some prominent Republicans stood up for Jimmy Kimmel, openly and publicly stood up for him, saying what happened was wrong. The other issue was the government was threatening Jimmy Kimmel, and the government didn't threaten Roseanne. That was a decision to cancel her show, decision made by ABC, a private corporation, and they have the right to make that decision. And also I talked about the Biden administration putting pressure on Google and Meta to censor some of the anti-administration misinformation that they considered misinformation about COVID-19. I don't know. I tried to find it last night, but I don't know specifically what pressure there was. But they did. The Biden administration did pressure Google to censor some of these comments that they thought was misinformation. Again, that should not have happened. And Google is now saying, and Meta is now saying, it was a mistake for them to block those people, and they're inviting all of those people who were blocked to come back. So they said that was a mistake back then. They're changing their minds, and they should not have done that. And I agree, looking back on that. Now, I don't think you have a right to publicly promote misinformation, you know, because that's not in the public interest. And that is something that is just inherently dangerous to promote misinformation. And I think you should be held accountable. But I don't know how that works with the First Amendment. Maybe it is something that can happen. So anyway, it's an interesting conversation, and there's no doubt that there's a lot of hypocrisy. There's a lot of hypocrisy everywhere, and we just need to get used to the fact that there's hypocrisy. And I think the important thing is how we react to the hypocrisy that we come in contact with. Also, this afternoon we've been talking about this new law in Louisiana that's going to give enforcement more power to deal with people who litter, and they're going to, whether it's a simple litter or whether it's a big littering job where somebody is creating a false non-official dump site to start dumping stuff. That's the really serious littering. They want to try to attack littering in Louisiana and focusing specifically on New Orleans. I can't help but think that it's going to be very difficult to change the mentality of people who think it's okay to litter. I mean, some people think that that's part of our DNA, just littering. I mean, maybe they don't even think about it. They just think that there's no problem with littering. And, you know, these little, I've mentioned this before, these little things that you use to, you know, it's the plastic thing, and it's got the little piece of dental floss there, the little picks that you get the food from in between your teeth out. I see those on the ground everywhere. That's littering. That thing's probably not biodegradable. And I mean, that's totally, and usually there is a trash receptacle right next to it. So people don't even put it in the trash. They just throw it down on the ground. And I think that there's just this instinct that littering is okay. And I don't know how a law is going to change that. I mean, I hope it changes. But as I said earlier, I think that a lot of this is going to be the responsibility of Gen X, millennials, and Zoomers to change the mentality when it comes to littering. And you can change that mentality, and you can pass that on to your kids. And I don't think that my generation here in New Orleans has done a very good job of denouncing littering And I think the boomer generation has done a lot to contribute to the continuation of littering, and it's something that just should not be acceptable. So Kellen Moore is looking at this weekend in Buffalo against the Bills as a turning point opportunity following the Saints' embarrassing loss to the Seahawks last weekend, 44-13. It's game four, and he says this is a prime opportunity to change the narrative. He said it's going to be certainly a challenge for us, but he said, I think that this is really a great turning point opportunity for our guys to respond the right way coming out of Seattle. Go up there and compete against these guys, and I feel like we put in a good work of week, and we have a heck of an opportunity. I mean, I agree with him, but let's see. And you know, the Saints could just go up there and beat the Bills. I was hoping the Bills have a big game next week, and they might be looking past the Saints. But they play the Patriots next week. That doesn't seem like it's any kind of big challenge for the Buffalo Bills. And then after that, they play the Falcons and the Panthers. Let's hope they win both of those games. But, you know, look, the Saints are not out of it. And the Saints, since they're so new, their improvement could be proportionately greater than the improvement of just your average team. From one week to the next, there could be great improvement, and let's hope the Saints learned a lot of lessons in that embarrassing loss. And if they did, then it was beneficial, and it was beneficial that it happened early in the season. And I'm not going to be, you know, overly optimistic here, but I'm going to be optimistic that the Saints are going to go up there and play a good game. And if they lose, if they just went up there and played a good game, that's really awesome. Wait a minute, we've got a call?
That's what it seems like. When it's been on,
let's see if we have a call. Apparently we have a call. Let's go to Mid-City. Tony, you're on WWL. Did you get through?
Hey,
Tony.
How are you?
Great.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, so...
We got phones.
This is amazing. It's a breakthrough.
Wow.
All right, listen, yeah, you're the first call today.
Well, I feel special.
Yeah, well, you are.
Well, I got a question. You know, I hope that the mayor, I've got a house in Mid-City, and I know that probably the Gen X don't know about this guy, but I live right across the street, right from Pete Fountain's, boyhood home where he grew up and was raised in. And it's blighted, and it's about to fall down. And the city's not really doing much about it at all.
Yeah, blighted houses, that's a big problem. Yeah. And that affects your property.
It does affect my property. It affects the value. It's a little scary. Like, my kids like to play outside, playing basketball in the driveway. And, you know, sometimes you see people go back there. God knows what they're doing. And, you know, so, but the fact that it's like a so-called icon that used to, you know, that's like, you know, like one of the most famous musicians out of New Orleans, it's just too bad that they're not doing anything about it. So, and the other thing is, right in front of my house as well, there's a big 3-foot by 3-foot, perfectly round, huge pothole that's 18 inches deep. I just measured it the other day. And, and people just run right through it. I'm sure people are cursing as soon as they hit it, but that's another thing I hope they really, I've called the city several times, left them, you know, NOLA, one stop and, nothing. So,
well, Tony, listen, I'm glad you got through. I've got to get to a break here, but I appreciate you calling. And that is a big issue, the blighted property. And let's hope the new mayor jumps on that. And potholes are a major issue in the city. All right, I got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to some of your calls. Apparently, we've got our phones back. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd, CEO of the broker, the sportsbrokers.com. And this guy makes really good predictions, so we'll talk to him in a few minutes. Diane Newman, our operations director and brand manager, just sent me a text and said, have you seen Tim McGraw? Who cares if he has hair? He has a great face, and he is stacked. Yeah, he is. This guy is, like, totally ripped. I mean, he looks like Rick Springfield in these guys. Who cares about the hair? See, guys like me, we have to have hair because we don't have these other assets. Anyway, but if you don't have hair, don't be insecure about that. Just be confident with whatever you have, because that's what women are attracted to. All right, we got to take a break here. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on the Scoot on the Air calendar. Let's see, on this day in, I know we're running out of time here. On this day in 1965, this was the number one song in America, and it was very reflective of the times.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, running a few minutes late, but we're going to give you all the information you need from Kevin Todd, CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Kevin, good afternoon.
How you doing, my man, Scoot?
I'm good. You killed it last week.
Yep, I gave out Miami Dolphins plus 11.5 to all your listeners. I gave your listeners on the air Kansas minus the 12.5. They won by 31. A nice 2-0 to start.
Oh, it was awesome. And last year on Thursday Night Football, you went 13-3. And you made a guarantee. You were so confident in the bets that you were going to give our listeners the rest of the month of September free if you didn't get it right, and you got it right.
That's right. And let me tell you what I'm going to do for your listeners now. Tonight, last year, 13-3. I won with the Dolphins yesterday. This is a great football game tonight, folks. We have Seattle at Arizona. And I'm giving you the information for free. And I'm telling you again, Scoot, I guarantee I'm going to win this game. I'm going to give your listeners the entire month of October on me. That's how strong this game is today. Yep. All they need to do is pick up the phone right now and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. They could go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. They could buy picks. They can opt in right on the website, and a broker will call you back. I'm telling you, folks, I love this game tonight. It's my Thursday night NFL game of the month, and I guarantee I win this game.
And you're going to give them the entire month of October free if you're not right.
That is correct, the entire month. That's how confident I am of this game.
Amazing. So Kevin, how do you do this year in and year out? I mean, it's consistent on your part. I mean, you're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, but you consistently get it right when it comes to sports gambling. How do you do it?
Well, between my hard work and me analyzing and breaking down these games and reaching out to my sources, that's what makes me so successful, Scoot. Not only that, let's face it, you know it and I know it, 98% of the people that sports gamble lose. Only 2% make money. And I'm in the top 1% of that 2% that make money for their clients year in and year out. And how? I'm going to prove it tonight, folks. Tonight's game is on me. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. If you want to win this football game tonight, you need to stop what you're doing and write this phone number down. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. I'm giving you a guarantee on this game, folks, where if you don't win this game, you will get the entire month of October on me. That's how confident I am. Just like last week when I gave out the Miami Dolphins, people thought I was crazy. And let's face it, Scoot, if Miami wasn't such a bad football team, they probably could have won that game with all the mistakes they made. You agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing tonight. Great football game. They have the line here set at 1.5-2. The odds makers don't even know who's going to win this game the way they set the line, because if they knew who was going to win this game, they would make it a field goal game either way, but they don't. Telling you, folks, do not attempt to play this game on your own. You're going to lose. I guarantee, and I win this game. You give me a call right now at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
Right, Kevin, you talk about, and this is your slogan, turning outcomes into incomes. How do people treat sports wagering like a business?
Okay, great question. They got to treat sports wagering like a business, Scoot, by basically betting less games, more money. Everybody wants to bet a parlay and trying to hit the lotto. Folks, it's not going to happen. Why don't you just let me help you build your bankroll? Instead of betting 5 games for $200 on a Saturday, people, you bet 1 game for $1,000, win and quit. I just built your bankroll up $1,000. The $1,000 that I just made you on Saturday, you bet the same $1,000 on Sunday, 1 game, win and quit. Now you have yourself $2,000. And let's face it, Scoot, if you invest in the stock market, you probably make 10% on your money in a year, and that's pretty good. But when it comes to me, I can double, triple, quadruple your money in 4 hours, folks. Nobody in the country can do that. And I'm telling you, it starts tonight with Seattle at Arizona. This game is yours free. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517 or go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. Read up about me. You can opt in. You can buy picks. I'm telling you, folks, I love this game tonight. You can also follow me on X, folks, at Kevin Todd Sports, where each and every weekend I give away free plays on there, which are my own opinion. But I'm telling you, folks, you want to make money tonight? Now you have to pick up the phone and call.
This is so much fun. All right, the number's 888-320-7517. Call Kevin.
And as always, Scoot, I give your listeners free winners. And before we go, I'm going to give them another free winner. How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
Let's look at this game today. You have Central Florida on the road at Kansas State. At the beginning of the year, Scoot, Kansas State was a top 20 team. Since they lost that game to Iowa State, they have struggled against North Dakota. They lost to Army. They lost to Arizona. They're playing a Central Florida team, which gets no respect. This is a Florida team, folks. They are tough. They are physical. They know how to win. They're catching 6.5 points. And let me tell you about Central Florida, Scoot. They're 11-0 against the spread their last 11 games as road dogs of 3 or more points. And not only that, Scoot, 5 of those games, they won outright. Give me Central Florida here, folks, plus the 6.5. But more important, tonight's game, Seattle, Arizona, is on me. It's on me, folks, and I guarantee I win this game, or you get the rest of the month of October free on me.
I mean, how do you lose? All right, the number's 888-320-7517, 888-320-7517. Kevin, love talking to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll text you tonight, Scoot, the 2 games, all right?
Cool, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Yeah, awesome. I love talking to Kevin Todd about this. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1981, the Rolling Stones began their U.S. tour at JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, and they had a sponsor. The tour was sponsored by musk maker Jovan. They're making this musk cologne. It's made out of stuff from the musk ox. It's a feral scent made from the secretions of the male musk deer, not ox, the deer, and it's supposed to appeal to the animal attraction in men. So anyway, Jovan sponsored the Stones, and that was the first time that it happened. So I started thinking about some of the other sponsors that might sponsor certain bands, and we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot. on WWL. All right, yeah, okay. So this is a song that the Stones were playing in 1981 when the Stones...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Went on tour, and their tour was sponsored. It was the first time a rock band had a tour sponsored. It was sponsored by the muskmaker Cologne Jovan. And so I was just thinking about some of the other rock bands that might have sponsors that would be appropriate for those rock bands, like Poison could be sponsored by Tylenol, you know, with all the new information that's out. Somebody just texted in the Butthole Surfers could be sponsored by Preparation H. That's pretty cool. What about the Strokes, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield? Thin Lizzy, sponsored by Ozempic. So see, there's some appropriate sponsors for these tours. The Cranberries could be sponsored by Butterball Turkeys, or Journey, sponsored by Southwest Airlines.
I think Ocean Springs could do the Cranberries, right? Don't they have like the Ocean Springs?
Yeah, Ocean Springs. That would be another one. Yeah, Ocean Springs, Cranberries. That'd be good. AC/DC, General Electric.
Duracell.
Duracell, another good one. Let's see. Bon Jovi. L'Oreal Hairspray. What are some of the others? Flaming Lips, tour sponsored by Chapstick. ZZ Top, sponsored by your local marijuana dispensary. Dire Straits, sponsored by the Democratic National Committee.
So for the Zipic sponsor, did you say Thin Lizzy or Thin Lizzo? Because I heard Lizzo.
Thin Lizzy. Oh, yeah, okay. Thin Lizzy. That's the band's Thin Lizzy. Lizzo got thinner, but Thin Lizzy was a band. All right, let's go to Johnny and Gentile. We got our phones back. And by the way, the 911 numbers are working throughout the state, throughout the New Orleans area. You don't have to worry about those temporary numbers. The 911 numbers and all the numbers are working. There was a fiber cable that was accidentally cut. We don't know how, but it was accidentally cut. And phone lines were out. And our phone lines have been out all day. I mean, I've been sitting here with no phone calls wondering, okay, what am I doing wrong here? We always get calls on this show. So the phones were out. So, yeah, they're open now. Johnny's in Gentilly. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Great. About the litter problem and the dumping, the reason it continues because the city is not serious about stopping it. They're not.
Yeah.
You have to. It's not that complicated. A monk in a third grade can figure this one out. You have to make the penalties severe and harsh. In other words, these people are not carrying this trash out there on their backs. They're not pushing it in a wagon. They're using their vehicles, trucks, dump trucks, and large vehicles to dump this stuff out there. So they need to have a policy where when you go out there and dump, they seize your vehicle. The only exception would be a rental car or a car that's stolen. And once they seize your vehicle, don't put it up for sale. You got to send a strong message. What you do, seize the vehicle and crush it. When Louisiana, New Orleans is crushing vehicles for littering, that sends a serious, strong message. And it will discontinue. Now, a lot of people go, oh, that's too harsh. It's too harsh.
No, well, don't worry about being too harsh. I agree with you, Johnny. I think quite often the fines and the penalties are not strict enough, and people are not encouraged to stop doing the behavior.
Seize the vehicle and crush it. I guarantee you it'll come to a halt.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
All
and
right,
as far as the politicians go, if they don't answer questions, don't vote for them.
Yeah.
You're tired of speeches.
I appreciate the call. I think there's a debate tonight on Fox 8. A debate tonight between the top three mayoral candidates. Listen to this. And also, I hope they change. But in the debate so far, they tend to not answer the question directly. And they quite often go into their campaign spiel instead of answering the actual question. So, yeah, let's see if they answer the questions. Also, the Who Tour in 1982 was sponsored by Schlitz Beer. Eric Clapton's 1983 tour was sponsored by Camel Cigarettes. And so this has happened before. Sometimes there's an appropriate sponsor for a concert tour, like the Beach Boys, Banana Boat Sunblock, or something like that. Red Hot Chili Peppers, sponsored by Chipotle. Man, have you noticed how hot that hot sauce is at Chipotle? Have you ever ate at Chipotle?
I've never eaten at Chipotle.
Man, when they don't put the sauce on it, it's got a kick to it. Their sauce, it's not even consistent. I mean, sometimes it's not even edible. But, you just got to – I would always get the hot sauce on the side if I were you. I'm trying to think of some others. What about the band Supertramp, sponsored by the Kardashians. I get one more. Talking Heads, sponsored by CNN. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in, what was the year? This day in 1970, the Partridge Family had a TV show that debuted on ABC. And not long after the show started, this song went to number one in America. And David Cassidy was just a true teen idol back in those days. And sadly, alcohol destroyed his life and he passed away a few years ago. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. I'm Scoot on this Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. I'm getting a few texts in. I love this audience because this audience has a great sense of humor of sponsors that would be appropriate for certain bands. Somebody suggested the band Chocolate Milk be sponsored by Borden. That's appropriate. Zebra, sponsored by the Audubon Zoo. Pet Shop Boys, sponsored by Purina. All very, very good ideas. I'd like going on the show today. We finally got our phones back, but not until into the final hour of the show. I've just got a text wanting to know the number of Kevin Todd. Kevin believes this is a sure bet tonight. He's got it for you. A sure bet tonight. In fact, he's so sure he's going to win tonight that if he doesn't win, he's going to give you the entire month of October free to all of our listeners. If he doesn't get, that's his guarantee to you if you're listening to this show. And if you want to get this the phone number is 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. Now, he's not perfect. You know, there's always a chance. Last year, he was 13-3 on Thursday Night Football. He says he's so sure tonight that if he doesn't get it right, he'll give you the month of October free. I want to thank Diane. By the way, Sports Talk is coming in. I actually want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio director and producer Coleman, Chris Miller, Dan Barron, and Courtney P. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind.
behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.